CBS News. The West is warning the Soviet Union that armed intervention in Poland would bring economic reprisals. I'm Richard C. Hotelet reporting on the CBS radio network. Western nations are intently watching developments in Poland and in the communist countries that surround Poland. The West appears to be trying to dissuade the Soviets from moving in with troops to eliminate the free trade union movement. Today, Britain's Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington told the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Commons in London that the consequences of Soviet intervention in Poland would be much more serious than those which followed the moves into Czechoslovakia in 1968 and into Afghanistan a year ago. It would, said Carrington, ruin détente, invite economic reprisals from the West, and spark a dangerous arms race. But Carrington did not suggest in any way that the West would try to prevent a Soviet move or to help the Poles resist it. Carrington spoke of help to Poland only in terms of economic relief, such as dealing with food shortages over the winter.
I think it's obviously in the interests of the West that this particular period in Polish history should be successfully got over, that there should be a solution which is acceptable, and that there shouldn't be any kind of upset as between the Soviet Union and Poland. I think that if we can do something to help the Poles in their economic difficulties, so much the better.
The United States and the nine nations of the European Community yesterday also registered grave disapproval of any Soviet intervention in Poland, but they too have not suggested any more than economic and political consequences. More news after this.
Congratulations on being made chairwoman of the board.
It's nothing.
You've taken this small business and turned it into an empire.
We've merely started. We've only been in business a year.
Oh, and that little car you have. I hear you just press a button and it turns into an airplane.
Yes, it's convenient.
And that watch. I don't think I've ever seen one with a miniature color TV built right into it.
It's small but nice.
By the way, what's that on your desk?
Oh, that's my little Canon NP200 plain paper copier.
That's a copier?
Yes, it copies up to 11 by 17 on virtually any paper at 20 letter-size copies a minute.
Well, that's astonishing. It's not much larger than a typewriter.
Yes, Canon's NP200 saves me a great deal of time. See? I can make copies right here at my desk.
Well, it's so compact. It must have cost you a fortune.
No, actually, it saves me a fortune. Its price is compact as its size.
You mean anyone can buy one? Where?
At your Canon dealer.
You mean...
Sure, even if you're small, you can make it big.
Canon NP200. Small makes it big. Micronics makes it simple.
You've got to see it to believe it.
After 11 years of eluding the law, former student radical leader Bernardine Dorn surrendered to authorities in Chicago today. Dorn faces aggravated battery charges stemming from a series of violent demonstrations in Chicago in 1969. She pleaded not guilty. Dorn turned herself in to Chief Criminal Court Judge Richard Fitzgerald. Former President Gerald Ford talked about the incoming Reagan administration today in a speech in Washington. Mr. Ford predicted that there will be no excursions into uncharted waters, as he put it, saying there will be a thoughtful and constructive change of direction in policy. The former president also said the new administration must now honor its pledges.
The American people have spoken. Their voices, I should add, better be heard on the banks of the Potomac by both the White House and the Congress, period. They've made a lot of promises. They've got to produce.
Also, Mr. Ford predicted that no narrow or limited group will monopolize appointments or policy decisions of the Reagan administration. The Iran-Iraq war is in its 73rd day, but Iran now claims the Iraqi invasion has been defeated. That is the word from Iran's President Bani Sadr. He says, too, that a new phase is underway, expelling the enemy from Iran's soil. Stocks and other news after this.
For the full story behind today's most important headlines, stay tuned for the McNeil Lair Report, weeknights on your PBS television station. Robin McNeil, Jim Lair, and correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt explore the news story by story, issue by issue, bringing you face-to-face with the news experts, including the newsmakers themselves. The McNeil Lair Report. Check your PBS listings for time and station. Made possible in part by Exxon.
One night before Christmas, the doors were all shut, But in the Sears store, things were just starting up. On sale now, a Sears garage door opener with security switch. $159.99. Save $40. Save $50 on a Sears built-in dishwasher. Just $279.95. Sears is where America shops for gifts of value. Sears at Christmas is the right place, the right time.
Available at most Sears retail stores. These are the minimum savings nationally. Regular prices vary in some markets.
Saudi Arabia is working to develop an Arabic-speaking computer. Saudi researchers are working with Canadian scientists at Dhahran University. Two of the major problems have been the encoding of Arabic and the direction of writing from right to left. That, say the researchers, has been overcome, and the new computer can be completed in about 2 years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 1.11. Volume on the big board, 18,810,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stands now at 973.29. Richard C. Hottolett, CBS News.